see, the things you can't see, the air, but even the heavenly places. It says that what is visible and invisible, that is referring to the heavenly places. Let me turn briefly just to Genesis 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Notice in that, there's two things that he created, the heavens and the earth. And it goes on, and the rest of Genesis explains the creation of the earth. But it doesn't continue to explain the creation of the heavens. All it says is it happened. But the heavens were created, and that is the places where the angels dwell. All the angels were created by God. It goes on to say how the earth has heavens, it has lights, it has stars, it has a sun and moon. But let's see the word in action here. The word of God. God said, let there be lights. And there was light. God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered into one place and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Everything he said came to pass simply by the power of his word, and he continues to sustain it. There is a vast difference between the word of God and our words. It is a lofty, high thing. And yet, this is the remarkable thing. That very word has come, been made flesh. Isn't that amazing? In a manger. How well was those lyrics in that song that Colin sang? Hope you like our manger. Word, eternally, from everlasting to everlasting, come in a baby. He would have been about this size when he was born. In a manger. That word fits inside this. This is a fake, just so you know. A replica. That word fits inside this. What? Are you for real? That is amazing. And he came to be with us, with you and me. You know what? We missed it. I wasn't there. You weren't there. I wasn't one of the shepherds or wise men. I wasn't even Herod trying to kill him or longing to see him. I wasn't Pilate. I wasn't Nicodemus. I'm Oliver. Live far away from that. But that is what John in his letter says. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. These words have been given to you, that you might know the word. Take it. Receive it. Feed upon it. Dwell upon it. Let the word of Christ abide in you richly, brothers and sisters. That you might know the mystery of the word, the power of the word, and the character of that word unto his glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, who are we to peer into such mysteries, such things that are incomprehensible, yet at the same time powerfully transform our lives? Lord, we thank you that in Christ, the Word made flesh, there is a hope for the gambling addict. There is a hope for the person enslaved to their work. There is a hope for the person who cannot control their temper. There is a hope for the person that feels so lonely. There is a hope for the person who wants to run away and hide. Lord, we don't have to wish that we knew the right words. We just have to seek after you. Seek your revelation, your truth. And Lord, in your name I ask, as we seek that you would reveal it to us for your glory. Amen.